FreeTalkLive.com. Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll free, 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Bring up anything that's on your mind. It's hour number two of the program. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern time, and anything goes. Politics, personal, something somewhere in between. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Don't forget, you can also log on and grab an update. The freetalklive.com website, that is freetalklive.com. Just click on updates. It takes maybe a minute or two to sign up. And then whenever there's something new on the website, whenever there's something fresh in regards to the show, a new affiliate that we want to announce, we'll let you know. We'll clue you in. And it just comes right into your email box. So no effort required. Check your email. And there it is, the freetalklive.com updates section. And there's much, much more there. It's all free. It's all on the house. And who brings you the show tonight?
Well, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or log on at freestateproject.org.
There you go, freestateproject.org. So we were talking about, in the last hour, we were talking about the erosion, I guess you could say, of property rights in America. And I will make the contention that you don't have any. Because if the government can come in and take it from you, you don't have any right to it in the first place. I mean, yeah, you can sell your car to somebody else and they'll give you some money for it. Yeah, you can sell your property to somebody else and you'll get some money for it and you can buy some other property. But at any time, the government can come up, knock on your door, and say, we've decided that we're going to take your property, and there's not a damn thing you can do about it. You've got a couple options. You can take the money we're offering you, or we can bulldoze your house. Right? I mean, those are pretty much the options that you're given.
Yep.
Well,
you can take the money or not take the money.
You're always going to get the money.
Oh, really?
They'll, like, force you to take the money.
Oh,
even
really?
If you take it to court.
Okay. All right, so you can take the money right now and end this now, or you can take this to court and fight us
but
and then lose.
What somebody may say is a fair market value for my house, I may not.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, even if the fair market value for my house is $200,000, I might be nuts and think it's three.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry, but the Constitution really does protect crazy people. You know, you don't have to be right.
That's true.
I can think that my house is worth $300,000.
It's supposed to be your property.
And,
yep.
And I don't have to sell, and I shouldn't have to sell it even then.
So we were talking about some really what sounded like extreme examples of the government controlling your property. Not only just the whole eminent domain thing and them being able to take it from you at any time, but just the little bureaucratic laws and regulations that they have, the thousands upon thousands of different things that they have dominion over on your property. And if you want to go find out for yourself, go down to your local courthouse or wherever it is they keep your local laws and spend all day reading them, because I'm sure you wouldn't be able to finish them in a week's time.
I'm sure.
Reading. Well, apparently in California, the California Coastal Commission, founded in 1976, they basically control every square inch of land within 5 miles inland of California's 1,100 miles of coastline.
That's a lot of, well, it's 5,500 square miles.
Established in 1976, their mandate is to, quote, preserve, protect, and restore the resources of the coastal zone for the enjoyment of the current and succeeding generations. That sounds wonderful, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's
oh,
great.
Yeah. The commission operates on the premise that roughly 1.5 million acres under its jurisdiction are a, quote, priceless natural heritage of all the people.
Communism?
Ignoring the fact that the priceless heritage of California's coastline is abutted by private homes and businesses whose owners pay dearly for the property. All of the people have no right to demand that landowners sacrifice their property for the interests, real or alleged, of non-owners. If one owns property, one has the moral right to control it. Or so you'd think.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to dispute that.
Well, apparently the government doesn't have a problem disputing it. Even if that conflicts with the aesthetic tastes or priorities of non-owners, one has the right to acquire property and, once acquired, to use it without interference from others. Unless, of course, you're using it to somehow destroy somebody else's property. Then you've got a court battle brewing. Subject to only one condition, and that's what he says there. The California Coastal Commission...
Now, one thing I'd like to say about this California Coastal Commission, I don't know when it came about. At some
1976.
Point... 1976. Now, if I own my property in 1975, and the California Coastal Commission comes along the next year, and then they start with a bunch of crazy rules that I don't like...
Mm-hmm.
Would you be grandfathered in?
I'm sure you are grandfathered. Not grandfathered, but I'm sure that you're under all their rules.
Mm.
It,
without your choice.
Without your
choice. These bureaucrats.
Now, the problem is if I bought my property in 1977 and the California Coastal Commission existed already...
Then you're consenting to it, right?
To some extent you are. You've decided to live within 5 miles of the coast in crazy-ass communist California.
Yeah, but, okay, true, you may be consenting to it legally, but it's the equivalent of the guys joining the military consenting to stop-loss. I mean, you don't know about all these things when you buy property.
You don't know about it all, no.
I sure as hell couldn't. I'm a property owner. You're a property owner. You and I together couldn't list 2%, 1% of the different property regulations here in Tampa Bay.
You're right.
So, yeah, you're consenting to all of those rules and regulations that the bureaucrats have lovingly placed on your property in the best interests of everybody, mm-hmm. but there's no possible way you could know everything.
I get where you're coming from.
I learned something new every... I got people coming out here working on this house... The house that I live in,
mm-hmm.
I learn something new every week something that I want to do is illegal. I can't do this because the government says so. And it would do nothing to anyone else. I mean, it's even out of the view, you know, like a backyard improvement.
Giant catapult in the backyard.
Right. Right.
Can't have a grill that stands over 3.5 feet tall.
That kind of crap, exactly.
Well, the thing is the amount of your property hasn't been diminished. At any point, you can sell your property, I've had it with this crap, and move to... wherever,
okay.
And then you could have whatever. Now, it's when the government comes in and takes, diminishes the use of your property. Suddenly, a lot that you purchased with the intent of building a coastal home on is now an ecological preserve.
Yeah.
That's when they really get you. Yeah. You know, the diminishment of your property, your property's been diminished by 90% value.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're stuck. I put $1 million in this thing and it's worth $100,000 now?
Oof.
God, what the heck? And I mean, that happens all the time.
Mm-hmm. It does.
It's
total random chance. I mean, luckily, if you're in the middle of a neighborhood somewhere and you're just buying an existing house, you're probably going to be all right. I mean, you're probably going to be okay. Odds are they're not going to decide they need to put a road through where your house is.
Right.
But you never know. You never know what these people will decide to do. Anyway, continuing here, the California Coastal Commission and other agencies like it all around the country stand the very purpose of government on its head. The Declaration of Independence reminds us that it's only to secure these rights, that governments are instituted among men. A legitimate governmental agency would not violate property rights by telling an owner how he must use his property. It would do all that it could to protect the owner in his right to develop his property according to his best judgment. And he says, once we accept the principle that government can deprive some individuals of the right to property, there's no basis to reject the complete usurpation of private property. So once you say, government, you can do this because we want to save the beaches, that means, government, you can do whatever the hell you want to with anybody's property anytime you want.
Give them an inch.
Well, exactly. It doesn't mean they're going to do it right away. They're going to...
California Coastal Commission didn't start with, just telling you couldn't build a walkway out from the back of your house. And I totally agree with you.
Hey, by the way, in Lake Tahoe, the smallest details of lakeshore homes, including their paint color, are regulated by a multi-state planning board. In Washington, D.C., a landlord cannot sell his own property without permission from his tenant. Near San Francisco, certain homes designated as affordable can be sold for no more than a government-controlled price.
Ooh.
Isn't that nice? In Portland, there are wide swaths of the city in which one cannot build a single-family home on one's own land, even if it's adjacent to other suburban homes. In hundreds of U.S. cities, various laws establishing historical districts, landmarks, or improvement zones, straitjacket owners who are consequently unable to remove trees, erect fences, add rooms, or even change rain gutters. This is going on everywhere, and everyone who owns property has to deal with it. That's why it's time to get back to freedom. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
Do you want to be able to listen to adult programming, make your own decisions about what your children can see and hear, or have reporters tell you when politicians use gutter language or engage in sexual misconduct? Well, too bad. Congress wants to take these things away from you by imposing huge fines on broadcasters for indecent speech. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a parent with three young children. Like you, I don't want Congress making my decisions about what I can see or hear or how I raise my children. Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. That's www.DownsizeDC.org. Don't censor our programs.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the Verbal Advantage they need for success.
To learn more about Verbal Advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control, bring up anything. Personal, political, whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Plenty of time to talk to you about your issues, your agenda, if you've got one, or you just want to get a rant off your chest. We're here for you, and the phones are open at 800-259-9231. Also, don't forget to log on at freetalklive.com and grab the archives. Last 6 days worth of the show, fully archived and described right there, available download for free. No monthly membership fee required or any of that bunk. You just log on at freetalklive.com, and there you go. Boom. Front page.
No bunk. As it should be.
Yeah. So, talking about property rights, it's terrible. I mean, you don't understand. The college kids socialists of the world don't get it because they've never owned real property. I mean, as soon as you buy a house, welcome to the world of control. I mean, if you live in a small town somewhere, you probably don't have as much of this. You don't have as much zoning. You don't have as many rules. But the bigger the city you're in, the more control the government exerts upon your property.
I'd also say the wealthier your city gets, you know, like the per capita wealth. For instance, we live near one of the most wealthy zip codes in the nation, Longboat Key. I don't know if I don't even know if that term means anything to people outside of
probably
Florida.
Probably not.
But
it's like the
I think it does.
It's the Beverly Hills of the East Coast,
pretty much.
Yeah, the Florida
and
world.
You can't paint the inside of your house without.
What?
Absolutely, you cannot paint the inside of your house without getting permission from
what?
Yes, the zoning. Commission or whatever the term.
I mean, I'm acting as though it's an outrage that you can't, you know, that you have to ask permission for the outside, but the inside?
I'm not kidding, man. You can't change your carpet. You can't do anything to your house without
the
paying the bureaucrats and asking them.
So if the neighbors spot a torn up carpet out on the front, you know, waiting to be picked up by the garbage men, they'll probably place a call to code enforcement, and your ass is going to be on the line for it.
Oh, yeah. I have a friend who has property on Longboat. His family does. The property taxes, $60,000 a year.
Oh. Well, that's because of the that's because they've got a lot. You know, the value of the property is huge. They may not be being taxed more necessarily than everyone else, but it appears that way because the property's worth a lot. But that's crazy too.
I mean, totally.
I don't pay $60,000 a year in mortgage payments.
Man, if you've got an example
anywhere near it.
If you've got, that's like a whole house.
I think I pay $6,000 a year.
$60,000 will buy you a neighborhood in Tennessee.
Yeah.
If you've got a story about a property rights insanity like this, we want to hear from you at 1-800-259-9231. What has the government or some busybody neighbor brought upon you? Because that's usually how it all starts. Mm-hmm. Some nosy bitch next door. She's got nothing better to do with her time than raise her three snot-nosed brats. Apparently, she's not spending enough time with her kids because she's busy watching you and your house to find out what it is that you're doing with your life so she can call the bureaucrats on you and rat you out.
It's also a good idea to be nice to your neighbors for this very same reason.
It absolutely is a good idea to be nice to your neighbors. But even then, still, some people have a hair up their ass and they can't. They can't stay out of other people's business, no matter how nice. Oh, well, you know, Joey's pretty nice guy, but I just don't like that color he's painting his house. I'm going to call the bureaucrats.
As a matter of fact, I'm going to start a petition to have him not paint his house that color.
Yeah.
Did I not tell you the, I didn't save this story because it didn't seem like some issue that would be brought up on this show. But a gentleman in, it was some town that's just outside of Chicago. It was the major Chicago paper. He had been parking his big rig truck thing.
Oh boy!
Without the trailer, just the
right the truck
cab.
Right.
I don't know what you call it.
That's the actual. That's the vehicle. That's
right.
The truck.
Right. The truck.
There's the truck and the trailer.
He'd been parking it up in his driveway. He had a big enough driveway. He could park this thing, and he'd drive it home.
Uh-huh.
He was probably a local hauler, and he'd drive that thing home and park it there. Well. Unfortunately, according to the zoning rules in his particular neighborhood or area or whatever, he couldn't park it there. So the neighbors are like, you know, don't like seeing that big, ugly truck there. Gonna have to call somebody. You know, so they called somebody, and, you know, now he has to pay money to park his truck elsewhere. Fine and dandy.
He's got to rent a parking space somewhere.
He's so mad. He goes and paints his house lime green. He said, he says, there's no rule against painting your house lime green. So he paints the house lime green. If that doesn't pull down the property value in the neighborhood, I don't know what will.
Sweet dude.
Yeah.
That's what those busybodies get. I mean, take it to them any chance you get. They're the worst kind of individual.
Apparently, the the woman across the street said, "Yeah, it's easy to give directions to my house now."
I feel nervous even talking to my neighbors. I've got some neighbors on one side of me that don't have the best vehicles in the world, and occasionally one of their friends will be over, and they'll have it parked out in front of my yard. And I have people come over here from time to time that need to use those spaces, and so I say to them, I went over there and I said to them, look, you know, I don't want to be a pest, but if you need to use my property for parking, can you just ask me? I'll probably tell you yes. But if you just ask me first, it wouldn't be a problem. Oh, yeah, yeah, we're sorry, we're sorry. So I get nervous, though, even doing something like that, because I feel like if I press the wrong buttons or behave in the wrong fashion, then they'll have it out for me. And then they'll be looking for any chance they can get to call the bureaucrats on me. I shouldn't have to feel afraid of living on my own property.
Well,
and that's how I feel.
To be clear, you don't own that property sitting out in front of your house. The city does. It's a street, and there's a easement, and, I mean, I've been to your property. I know that there's a ditch and all that other stuff.
Uh-huh.
You don't own within 8 feet of the road.
Okay.
So those people are parking on city property in designated parking areas.
Really?
Really.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You don't own to the center of the road or anything.
So, okay, but what if you wanted to park in front of my driveway?
That would certainly be an issue.
Well, obviously, it's not a designated parking area.
Evidently, it's not.
Okay.
It's a great issue.
Huh. All right, 1-800. So I'm actually out of line by asking them to do that. Apparently, anybody can just park in front of anybody's house anytime they want to. I find that hard to believe. You're telling me I can go down the street and park my vehicle right in front of some random neighbor's property, and nobody's going to be able to say anything to me about it?
I think that it would be considered legal. Probably rude.
Yeah,
well,
okay.
I used to live on another affluent key in the Tampa Bay area, mm-hmm. Siesta Key, and twice a year there's a little shindig called Siesta Fiesta, and I lived about a block away from the heart of this key.
Right.
Now, when Siesta Fiesta is going on, everybody, all the quote-unquote snowbirds,
uh-huh.
which are people who migrate here from the north for the cold winter, they will park on the side of your yard,
right.
And in some cases, on your yard.
Wow.
And in one case, one year, a lady parked in our driveway.
Oh my goodness.
And there were so many cars parked out in front of our house, I had no place to park.
Right.
So we towed her car. Oh, we didn't tow. We had it towed.
Yeah.
Because it was in our driveway. I mean,
did anything come back on you for it? Like, did the city come after you?
They came to the house and said, Was there a blue sedan over here? Sure was.
Call the towing company. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. If there's more about this, we'll talk about it. If not, we'll tell you about the Outposts of Terror. We never got to finish that up. Unless you want to take control of the show, which you can do anytime. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. Dial in 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war among the major term life companies, and you may be paying too much. Consider these possible rates. A man, age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, $1 million of coverage, is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man, age 50, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $113, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right. Guaranteed level rates for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Termbusters specializes in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. So call this number now for a free quote.
800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. We're here 24 hours a day. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
Those dark, depressing days are here. Are you among the 15% of North Americans who suffer from the winter blues?
This condition is simply caused by the lack of sunlight during the short winter days. Do you suffer from constant fatigue and lack of energy? Do you have a hard time pulling yourself out of bed in the morning? Do you put on weight in the winter? Is your life on hold till the spring? Check with your doctor. You may be suffering from the winter blues or from SAD, seasonal affective disorder. In all likelihood, your doctor will recommend bright light therapy with one of our special lights. Light up your life. Put some sunshine on your depressing days with a Northern Light. Call Northern Light Technologies at 800-263-0066 and speak to one of our trained representatives or visit us at northernlighttechnologies.com. That's northernlighttechnologies.com. Our phone number again is 800-263-0066.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Don't forget, you can also get interactive with us online at freetalklive.com and join the bulletin board system. We've got thousands of posts for you to surf through. We got hundreds of posters for you to interact with. So get on there, get registered. It's absolutely free. The process is very simple, and you're there in no time. We post the articles that we talk about here on the show. We post those on the bulletin board system, so you can leave comments. You can get in arguments with some of our listeners about who knows what. Or you can actually maybe even have a scholarly conversation with some of our more intelligent listeners. So check it out at freetalklive.com. We're going to go right to the phones here. We've been talking about property rights. Touched on the new Towers of Terror or whatever they are. what are they called?
Outposts of Tyranny.
The Outposts of Tyranny.
Stupid name, by the way.
We might get back to that, but we're going to go to the phones because that's what this show is about. Your calls. Let's go to Brandon in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Brandon?
Hey, guys. This is going to do it for you right here. I got a public education story.
Uh-huh. You mean government-run education?
I mean government-run, yes.
Okay.
Okay. I'm getting this out of a book called None Dare Call It Education.
Okay.
And this is what has happened. Okay. There was second-grade girls. Okay. And they went to a slumber party. And the teachers had suspected that one of them may have been molested.
Could this have happened at a slumber party? Wait. Is this a government slumber party or a...
No. I'm assuming, and I just heard of this. I have the book, but I haven't read it yet. Because I just got it, and I heard it from a friend. He told me about the book, and he told me the story in it. And so okay. This is what he said that they went to a slumber party, and maybe it was the dad or something like that. But
okay.
they had suspected that one of the girls had been molested.
The teaching, the bureaucrats at the school suspected this.
Yes.
Okay. Because the girls were talking about the slumber party, probably in class.
Yeah, they probably heard it somehow or whatnot. Okay, so they all take them down to a nurse's office, like in the school. Okay, the nurse shuts the door.
Oh, no.
Okay. They strip the girls naked, make them lay down on beds like butterflies, and inspect their vaginal areas.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Okay. Girls are crying, trying to get out of there, and the nurse is locking the door and telling them no. Okay? One of the girls said, "My mommy would not like this. Do not do this to me."
She was taught well. You don't let anybody but your mom and your doctor, touch you down there.
Yeah.
Right? Didn't everybody's parents teach them that as a kid?
Yeah. Absolutely.
So obviously this little girl knew, she'd learned her lesson. She said, don't do that. Then what happened?
Okay. So the parents find out. They're freaking mad, okay? So they sue. They lose because as soon as you drop your child off at an educational facility, a government educational facility, the government owns your children.
The government is in 100% control over what they can and can't do.
Sure.
Indeed.
As long as they're on school property.
You know, if it was a private school, they would have never stepped out of bounds like that.
Yeah. True.
And they would,
and if they did,
never
their ass
their
would be in a sling.
Right. Their butt would be in a sling. But since it's a private school, every one of those people is protected by the law, and they know it. They understand they're protected. And so they can do whatever they want to do. Let's fish around up there and see if we can find any evidence.
Exactly.
Is that? I mean, what kind of sick Fs?
If I was a parent of one of those young girls, I'd go on an effing killing spree.
Yeah, that's just, that is the worst thing I've ever heard of.
Not that it makes much of a difference, but was the nurse a male or a female?
The nurse was a female, the doctor was a male.
I mean, again, not that it makes much of a difference at all. I mean, those kids were violated, period.
And here's the best part. When the doctor was put up on the stand under oath, and they asked him, did the girls cry and say no, he said he didn't remember.
Oh, my God. Was that incidental to the guy? Like, he does this to so many kids every year. He couldn't remember this one instance and that one detail.
Yeah, I mean, it's completely ridiculous.
Somebody should have punched him when he said that. I mean, it's just slapped him right in the freaking mouth.
At the time.
I don't care.
The best time.
I mean, it's a terrible time.
I just
slap him right in the mouth. You didn't freaking remember?
I mean, and that's not the only thing.
You had three little girls in there. You were looking at their vaginas,
girls.
And you don't remember if they were crying?
I mean,
What a disgusting thing to say.
Of course they were.
You
crying.
Stinking liar. Somebody should have spit in his face.
Yes, they should have.
These are the kind of people that work in the system. I mean, not all the people in the system are bad.
Yeah, you know what? That's totally true. I have a government teacher, and this one's good. He was talking about, he was giving us a constitutional lecture, he said, our government was founded on the philosophy of limited government, something that has been completely forgotten.
Right on. Yeah, so there are definitely some good apples in the pack, the bushel, if you will, but the power attracts the scum.
Yeah,
I mean, the power that these people, even the minor little health care, the nurse bureaucrat at some school in Podunk, Arkansas, even the amount of power that nurse has attracts the worst of society.
You're correct.
Because people that, it's just like how becoming a Catholic priest seems to attract all the child molesters as well. It's because the people that want to molest children go into jobs where they are going to be in contact with children on a one-on-one basis.
And then they get away with it. They get away with it.
Or the system, and the system will stand up to defend them in this case.
Just like the cops.
Yeah, just like the cops who will basically offend all kinds of rights and then have their superiors stand up for them. They'll shoot the head off of a dog at point-blank range with a shotgun. They'll tear up your car and leave you to put it back together on the side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows what these people will do? They'll plant evidence on you, and they're all immune from prosecution as a result of it.
And if they do get caught, they might get levied with something heavy and be suspended with pay.
Or
even without. Big deal.
Very rarely.
Suspend me without. I'll go get another job while I wait.
Very rarely.
Then I'm back to violate some more rules.
That is an amazing story. What you said that came out of a book?
Yeah, a book called Dare Not, or None Dare Call It Education.
Mm.
You'll find it. I have like a bunch of books, but I have a bunch of them. I'm going to give them out to my teachers.
That's another thing where, again, we mentioned last hour, you want proof that we are becoming a communist nation? Look at the government education system.
Government education, plank number 10.
Like the communist plank? Those communist planks?
9 or 10.
Gotcha.
It's up there.
And the government is in complete control of education.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Manwich, I'm sure, was ready to jump in. Well, we have private schools in this country. Okay, yeah, you've got an option if you can afford it. And in my opinion, and I think you guys would agree with me, parents, do everything you can to afford getting your kids out of a private or out of a government-run school.
Mm-hmm.
Everything you can.
Absolutely.
I mean, the private parts are apparently
fair game.
Yeah,
fair game.
I mean, that is an outrage.
It is.
Brandon, any comments? Anything else on your mind? Anything else you want to get out there tonight?
No, just I'll tell you if I find any more stories, I'll run them by you.
Sure you will.
All right, man. Thank you very much for that. We certainly appreciate hearing from you, as always, at 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. It reminds me of my childhood in government-run school. I was basically on a first-name basis with the principal there because I've kind of had a bit of an anti-authoritarian streak my whole life. I just didn't know what it was called back in the day.
We call him a punk.
And I asked him once if I had the freedom of speech. Like, whatever happened to my right to an attorney with all these accusations they were leveling against me? He says, when you're on school property, you don't have any of those rights. He told me straight out.
Yeah.
Well, I'll never forget it. 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you and your family members getting enough minerals in their daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. Kids who may not be doing as well in school and having a hard time studying ought to be looking at a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call for C Minerals at 877-817-9829, and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost in the immune system. C Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful and energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help from Minerals from the Sea. Call for C Minerals today at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Hey, I'll tell you, I have lost over 40 pounds with Vim and Vigor's Collagenate, and my energy level is just incredible. With me is Carla Jarrett from Vim and Vigor. Hey, last weekend, I helped my neighbor move. It took maybe 3 hours of moving boxes. Then I mowed the lawn, which I never would have done before I lost that 40 pounds. And then after that, I went ahead and did my 20 minutes of cardio.
Wow.
My wife actually mentioned that she was kind of amazed that I did all of that and just kind of kept going.
Well, that's great, and just as a reminder, there's no stimulants in collagenate.
Right.
So it's not that you're taking stimulants, it's more that you, because you've lost weight, you have more energy and you're feeling better.
Absolutely. I'm sleeping better. I feel better during the day. I don't get as tired in the afternoons, and I'm able to do a lot more. Collagenate is safe, it's natural, it's healthy, and it's helped me to lose over 40 pounds now. Call and order Vim and Vigor's Collagenate, 1-800-622-THIN. 800-622-8446. You'll get $25 off your first three-month order. Order Vim and Vigor's Collagenate, 1-800-622-8446.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. You take control of the show. Literally change the topic at any time. We were talking about property rights. Brandon calls in, wants to talk about schools, education, government education in this country, and how out of control it is, and what these bureaucrats, these unelected bureaucrats, are doing to our kids. In some cases, actually, molestation by the nurse. 1-800-259-9231. Don't forget to log on at freetalklive.com, and you can get interactive on the Shrine of Female Listeners. So we've got the ladies who listen to Free Talk Live, or some of, a fraction of, those who have taken the time to send us their pictures, and you can do it too, ladies. Just email them to ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com, and we'll put them up on the Shrine. It's a really cool feature that we've got. It proves that women of all ages, from as young as their teens to as old as their 60s, listen to this show. So check it out, freetalklive.com. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Don't forget, again, 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the show. So any more comments on the education thing?
Actually, you know, I've got an article here that says Texas considers adding obesity to kids' report cards. Yes.
You get a grade on whether or not you're fat?
And how fat you are, yes. I'm slipping down on the B-plus range here, I can tell.
That is messed up.
Austin, Texas. Texas school districts will be required to include the body mass index, that's your body fat percentage,
right,
of students as part of their regular report cards under a bill introduced Tuesday by a lawmaker seeking to link healthy minds with healthy bodies.
Of course.
When the measurement which calculates body fat based on height, weight, indicates a student is overweight, the school will provide parents with information about links between increased body fat and health problems, say Democratic state senator.
Oh, isn't that nice? Isn't that nice? So when your kid, so first of all, we're going to force all of our government school children to have themselves calculated. They're going to have to step on a scale in school, because they're not going to be able to, they're not going to make it so the kids can dodge it by asking them their weight. They're going to them step on a scale in school. Probably it won't be done alone. It probably won't be done in a solitary room.
Oh, certainly
where,
not.
Where there's privacy or whatever. So Big Johnny steps on the scale and he weighs 300 pounds and, or even if it's 100 and, there's going to be a certain limit per height, right? There's going to be a certain number, like 40 or the BMI, where it's going to trigger. It's going to trigger and it's going to say, oh, looks like Johnny's a little bit too fat. So it triggers this system that goes into play. This is what you're describing, man.
Right.
That automatically send out a letter to the parents. Isn't that nice? Wouldn't it be great if you were a parent and you went to your mailbox,
that's
you opened
a fat
it up,
kid letter.
And there's a letter from Johnny's school, and it says, "We'd just like to let you know that according to our measurements, Johnny is now considered overweight. Here's what you should do about it. You should do blah, 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 blah." I mean, the next step is forcing a diet upon these kids. The logical step here is to say, well, looks like you registered this particular BMI, Johnny. You're not going to be able to order pizza anymore at the school lunch, you know, the school cafeteria. They're going to have the special fat person's meals. And everybody who's over a certain BMI are only going to be able to buy the fat person's meal because our government cares about your kids and how fat they are. And we want to make sure they lose weight. Isn't that the most just obnoxious thing?
It is. And not only from that standpoint, but for the kids, I mean, all the kids in the school are obviously going to be comparing report cards.
For sure.
And little Joey got an M.O. on his, morbidly obese.
Oh, man.
I got the M.O. We're laughing about it, and it might even be something that, okay, yeah, if kids are competing to get the best BMI, you know, maybe that would help some of them lose weight. But that doesn't mean that it should be forced on everybody. That doesn't mean that this should be a government program, one size fits all, here's what you should do.
That's the whole problem with the government school system anyway, is everybody gets their little opinion tossed in, and here's this crazy Senator Leticia Vanderpoot runs through this body fat index thing. And, you know, they would never for a moment consider putting this kind of legislation on a private school. You know, all the little Catholic kids in their blue slacks and white shirts, they're not getting their body fat index tested. Now, their parents probably know whether they're fat or not, and they could probably figure it out.
Yeah, you would think.
You know, it is their problem.
Is
Wait.
No.
He's wearing size 40 at 9.
I always thought he was big bone. No kidding.
You know, I can't say it's a terrible thing.
Do they have reactions from parents in this article at all?
There's Eric Allen, a spokesman for the Association of Texas Professional Educators, that said most parents don't need to be told their child is overweight. Plus, there isn't a place on the report card. So print all new report cards. All the old report cards have to get thrown away.
Well, that's nice. It sounds like the teachers' union, I guess that would be like the teachers' union of Texas. It's nice that they're against it. Because normally it seems like the teachers' union is just right lockstep with everything the school board wants to do.
Yeah. Well, it's just crazy why they would get involved like that. And that's the whole problem with government education in the first place. People are coerced into paying for it, and thereby it is the default mechanism that everybody sends their kids to these schools because they're already paid for it. I've already paid $10,000 per student that's enrolled in public education to send my kid there. I might as well send my kid there.
Right.
So
that's the rationale behind most parents.
That's the idea. And a lot of parents, don't. But you get mixed up in this whole mess. And
the mess is one size fits all.
Yeah.
The idea that the government or Ms. Vanderpoot or whatever, Ms. Vanderpootie, whatever it is that she thinks is best. See, she came up with this brilliant concept of an idea.
Yeah.
She's going to present it to the Texas legislature, and then they'll probably vote on it because of how it sounds. Oh, it sounds great.
Oh.
It's going to help our kids lose weight.
Yes.
Let's vote that right on
this
in.
This is the Healthy Child Act.
And then, yeah,
bam.
Exactly.
Bam.
And then, boom, it's on. Then
which, of course,
on,
means unhealthy children.
And it applies to every single child in Texas.
Yes.
1-800-2, this is communism, 1-800-259-9231, and it's your show. You take control, bring up anything. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Valentine of True Health, and let me tell you, I found something that really can be true health for all of you. I use it. In fact, everybody in my family now uses it. It's called the Sacral Wedgie, and it is a device that was invented by a football coach to help his athletes. And what it is, it's a wedge device, just a small one, that you put underneath your sacrum, and then you get down on it. You put your weight down on it on the floor, and you let gravity do the work. I mean, you talk about back pains going away, chiropractors go away. You don't need them anymore. You got to give it a try. So I suggest you take a look at the website, sacrowedgie.com. You can call toll-free, 1-800-737-9295, and get all the information you need. 1-800-737-9295, or go to the website, sacrowedgie.com.
Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively, our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWox International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioWox Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWox Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWox Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWox.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWox International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWox Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWox Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWox.com. That's BioWox.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWox family of products.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. You take control of the show. Even in the remaining moments of hour number two here, we'll sneak your calls in. We're not going to dominate the conversation here. I mean, unless you don't call, and then we'll talk on until 10 o'clock. I mean, we're here until 10 every night, Monday through Friday. We also have a Saturday show, which is live from 8 until 10. So it's 7 to 10 Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 on Saturdays, and we're live every single hour. You can tune us in online at freetalklive.com. Maybe you're visiting some friends and family, and you like the show, you want to listen to it back when you get home, but it's not on in your local market. Well, the first thing you should do is call your local talk stations and ask them to put Free Talk Live on all six nights a week. In the event they don't do it, which they may not, because they probably have never heard of the show before, considering we're brand new to syndication and everything.
Haven't heard of the show.
They will, because I'm calling every radio station.
every talk station in America has been contacted pretty much at this point.
I'm making my way from
our crack staff of calling
of
team.
Two. Right?
You and me calling all day.
I'm making my way from East Coast to West Coast inward. Basically.
We'll be in the biggest trade magazine for the talk industry next month. So
yes,
I mean,
if all goes as planned.
Making a splash.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I'd appreciate you disparaging our efforts.
Anybody? No, I said if all goes as planned. I mean, there could be some
prior to that. Talking about they may have never have heard of us.
Of course they will have heard of us within a month's time. Absolutely. 1-800-259-9231. This is, again, this is going to be the year for Free Talk Live. 2005. the year for Free Talk Live. It even rhymes. So it's, you know, it's going
to
be
so fun. It has to work.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, if it doesn't fit, you must have quit.
1-800-259-9231. So yeah, log on and get live streaming at freetalklive.com. I'm talking about education and the government education system in particular. Because the private education system, I got no problems with. No problems whatsoever.
No.
I don't necessarily agree with some of the private schools and how they do their thing. I mean, Jason, a few moments ago, you were relating a story from your private school saying that, I guess, a girl had driven onto school campus with a pro-choice bumper sticker.
She was promptly suspended.
It's a Catholic school.
Catholic school.
Right, and one of their rules is, we get to tell you what you can put on your cars as long as you're in our parking lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if she had a magnet and had slapped it on there when she left the parking lot, she'd probably be all right. But since it was
she'd
on her car...
She'd probably still get suspended.
Maybe. Maybe.
Well, you can... And that's the thing. The Catholic school can choose at any time to suspend a student for something
right.
they do on campus
and
or off campus
right.
or whatever.
The reason
it's
they
really
can do
not
that,
an issue.
The reason they can do that is because you, as a parent, make the decision to go there. You
yeah.
make the decision to hand them your money, and when you're handing them your money, you're saying, I agree with the way you do education. I want you to teach my kids like this. I want you to enforce this set of morals on them. And that's how I want my kid to be raised. That's not how I would want my kids to be raised, so I wouldn't send my kids there.
Right.
Of course, I'd have a tough time finding the atheist private schools, but hey.
You go to Montessori schools.
Well, secular, right?
Which are a great education. The Waldorf schools, the Montessori schools offer a great alternative education. I think that it makes for really bad kids for the first few years.
Hmm.
But when they get up in their teenage years, they seem to mellow out.
Well, if we were to just have a free market in education, there'd be all sorts of options. I mean, imagine the selection that you have between hamburger joints.
Yeah.
Do you want to
have it any way you want?
Do you want to go to Burger King? Do you want to go to Hardee's? Do you want to go to your local friendly mom and pop burger store? You know, you name it. You can. Do you want to go to Wendy's? Do you want to?
You may only have a McDonald's in your neighborhood, but if you don't like McDonald's, you can go further. You can go wherever you want.
Absolutely. Or if you're really an enterprising individual and all you've got is crappy chain store hamburgers in your town, you could open your own burger joint, assuming the regulations.
If you're talking.